Hello, welcome back to this week's episode. So let's get right into it, will we? What is fully stopping you from being happy right now? Maybe you have these goals for yourself that I'll only be happy whenever I live on a tropical island, whenever I'm in the perfect relationship, whenever my body is lean and toned. We delay our happiness and we feel discontent whenever we think we'll only be happy whenever we achieve these certain goals. But what we want isn't actually having achieved the goal. We love and we like choose to move and make decisions based on our desire to feel something. So like whenever you reach for a chocolate bar, you do it because you know it's going to release the feel-good hormones and make you feel amazing. We do things to feel a different way. That's our motive, why we move each day. And the same happens with our goals that we set for ourselves. So maybe you want to live on a tropical island, on a beach house. What feeling associated with that will it give you? Why do you want it? So maybe it's because you want to feel relaxed and chilled and peaceful and quiet. Maybe you just want to be in the perfect relationship because you crave that unconditional love. You just want to be seen as someone who is lovable and worthy and desirable. Maybe you want to have a healthy body so that you have lots of energy and you feel beautiful. Maybe you're telling yourself, well, I can't be happy because I am damaged goods, I'm unworthy, I've made too many mistakes in the past. These are all just stories that we tell ourselves. It's crazy what the mind can really come up with. The good thing is that whenever we really sit down and write out all the reasons why we aren't happy right now, and then write out what is it about having this goal, what is it about this goal that's going to make me feel a different way? How will achieving this goal make me feel? So maybe your words will come up like mine, like you want to feel more relaxed, chilled, peaceful, loved, beautiful. And maybe you want to give yourself grace and compassion for all your past mistakes so that you can move forward. And it's incredible because the way we want to feel, we can choose to embody them feelings right now. So like, let's say you think that you want to own a beach house so that you will feel more peaceful and chilled. You can ask yourself, okay, now that I know what I truly want here is to feel peaceful, how can I feel that way right now? And you can choose to invite more peacefulness into your life by maybe spending time in nature, slowing down, not doing as much each day, reading relaxing books, practicing yoga, just slowing down your pace of life. Maybe you want to be in a perfect relationship so that you feel loved. But ask yourself, how can I give myself this unconditional love that I'm looking for outside me? So you can choose to look for the things in yourself that you love about yourself. You can choose to just give love to others by giving gratitude, giving love for your morning cup of coffee, for the sunshine, to your friends, to seeing a little robin outside. Our capacity to receive love is our capacity to give love. So if you are craving a perfect, romantic, amazing, loving relationship, you have to first of all ask yourself, how can I heal my relationship with myself? How can I love myself a little bit more? So maybe that could be giving yourself enough time to sleep, reminding yourself of all the things you like about yourself, and being really kind to yourself, and then giving that love out to others, the people you surround yourself with, your family, your friends, nature. And that's all we are really craving, just to feel that sensation of love that we think one person is going to give us. But really, love is something we generate within ourselves. And the more we give love to others, the more we are able to receive it. And this is also going to help like manifest in your partner or whatever, whenever you are on this vibration of love. Because the universe only speaks in vibrations. It only feels energies. So if you want to attract a loving relationship into your life, get on that love vibration and then the right person will appear in your life in the right time. But for right now, we all have so much love within us and around us to be celebrated. If you want to have a healthy body so you feel beautiful and energized, ask yourself what changes you can make right now, today, to feel beautiful and energized. So often, whenever we look for the beauty, we find it. So look for the beauty around you. Maybe smell a flower, spend time in nature. Maybe play a song that to you is beautiful. Declutter your space. Look for the things you find beautiful in others. Read a beautiful book. Make yourself a beautiful meal. Dress yourself beautifully. Wear a beautiful perfume. You get to choose to feel beautiful right now just by deciding to do so. And if you want to have a healthy body to feel energized, ask yourself, right, how can I feel more energized right now? Maybe that could mean surrounding yourself with people who uplift you, spending less time with people who deplete your energy, spending time again out in nature, sleeping, resting loads, drinking water. And maybe you just have the belief that you can't achieve any goals because you're damaged goods, you have made too many mistakes, you're unworthy, you're not enough, you're flawed. If you have them thoughts of unworthiness because you've made mistakes, remember that you need to make mistakes in order to learn and evolve and become wise. This is all part of the human experience. To make errors and pivot and change and give ourselves grace, give ourselves compassion. And in order to really give ourselves compassion and forgiveness, we have to give that to others. So maybe ask yourself, right, am I holding grudges to anyone right now? Has anyone really annoyed me? And just see if you can send them forgiveness. And then think about your own life. Is there anything you've done that you have shame around, guilt, fear? And just remind yourself that you are worthy to feel graceful. You are worthy of forgiveness and compassion. And see if you can give yourself more grace. By doing these things, by focusing on how we want to feel, it helps us live a life with more intention because we know what our intentions are, what our values are, and we trust the universe will bring us more things in to match that vibration. Often the universe knows better for us what we need instead of what we think we need. So in order to really live an intentional life and manifest things into your life that are going to serve your highest good, it's really important that you decide how you want to feel and do daily steps to bring yourself into alignment, into them feelings. So for me, some of the most important feelings and values I have is having fun, energy, giving myself grace, feeling beautiful, happy and relaxed. And just because I know now how I want to feel, it makes every thought, every action so much easier. And if I start feeling a way that is not aligned with them core desired feelings, I let the thought pass and I decide that this thought is not serving me and I shift to a more loving thought that is aligned with how I want to feel. So just to summarize, if you want to do this inner work now, you can write out the answer to this. Why are you not happy now? I think I will be happy when dot dot dot. And then just list out all the reasons why you're not happy. Underneath this, write out, how will achieving these things make me feel? So this is great because this is showing you your core desired feelings. And this is what we want. So maybe you want to have the job promotion so you feel more empowered. But then ask yourself, okay, what can I actually do today to feel more empowered? And it could be something as simple as tidying your space, planning and organizing your days. It can be taking yourself on a walk or creating a weekly program for your health or just anything at all to make yourself feel empowered. So whenever you've wrote out a list of how these things will make you feel, ask yourself, how can I choose to feel these emotions today? And out of all the feelings that you have listed through this process, write out the top four core desired feelings that you want and keep them in your mind throughout the day. You can look at them first thing in the morning, last thing at night. You can save these words in your notes on your phone, keep them under your pillow, and remind yourself that these are the things that you need to live your life by in order to live an intentional life, so that you can just feel happy right now and not delay your happiness. And whenever you focus on embodying them feelings that you want, the universe is going to provide more things into your life to match that vibration. So you're just going to feel better and better. If you are interested in learning more about like core desired feelings, I really recommend Danielle Laporte's book called The Desire Map. It is really good at just explaining this all and how what we think we want, we don't actually want. We just want the feelings associated with it. And there is often so much simpler ways in order to get them feelings. So I really hope that you enjoyed it. If you did find it useful, I would love if you could share this or leave it a review on iTunes. Sending you so much love.